Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. Today, my guest is Aaron Mansfield. Aaron, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
I'm excited too, Aaron. My question for you is, how did you get to Prince of Peace?
How did I get to Prince of Peace? It's an interesting story. Obviously a called worker, so called by God to come here and teach, but it all kind of started, now we're like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. when, actually go back 12, because I was teaching in Zion, San Francisco.
Oh.
And my girlfriend, Amy, and I decided that we were going to go on a mission trip just out of the blue.
Okay.
And signed up with a program called The Sending Place at the time.
All right.
And they were going to Poland.
Hmm.
So we went. Okay. And coincidentally, the team captain and leader of our team was Pastor Sauer.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So 10 years ago, he did a mission trip to Poland?
Yeah. So like 12, because we were
12 years
so
ago.
So now I'm married. So 12 years ago, he did a mission trip to Poland. And
okay.
He was the captain.
Yeah.
Will was on the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we went on the trip, didn't talk to each other beforehand, and we ended up falling in love, I guess, on a mission trip.
All God's right.
calling.
Yeah.
2 years we were together and dating, and we got engaged.
Yeah.
And Prince of Peace had an opening, and I just was like, okay, well, randomly, I'll just fill out, emailed Dan Duick at the time, my resume.
Yeah.
And just was like, well, and then prayed after, like it's in God's hands from here on out.
Right.
Whatever happens, happens. And we were comfortable wherever we
ended up.
Like San Francisco.
Was Will already here at Prince of Peace?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Will grew up Prince of Peace since kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so it'd be nice if you could come here.
Right. Yeah. We were looking. That was our prayer, but we knew God had plans.
Yeah.
And it ended up I got offered the call to teach fifth grade.
Okay.
And then was in fifth grade for 8 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I was in San Francisco, I was teaching middle school science.
Yeah.
So it's always been my passion and love.
The thing you do. Yeah.
And so when I knew that Chris Toth was moving, I said, hey, I think it's a perfect opportunity to move up.
Yeah.
And if God had plans,
it worked out for you.
So
where were you before? So you were in San Francisco teaching.
Yeah.
Are you from the area?
No.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Orange County.
Orange County.
Down in
California Brea. Girl still.
Yeah, still a California girl.
Yeah.
But never going to live. When I was going through the call process, I never wanted to live in Northern California.
Oh, really? Why not?
I don't know. Being from, I think it was like, I loved the beaches. The beaches in Southern California are way better.
Oh,
so
for sure.
For me, that was kind of I don't want to go up there.
I never wanted to come to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now we're looking at me.
And all the call positions that came through were always to the north. And
really?
Now, yeah. So Zion called me. And when I was going through the first initial process, I got 3 or 4 calls and none of them were down south. They were all up here.
Oh, really? So, it had been Zion in the city.
In the city.
Yeah.
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 That was an experience.
And how long were you there?
6 years.
6 years. Okay.
And then now here for 10.
Cool. I did not know any of that, so that was awesome. And next question is, so now you get to teach science for middle school.
Yeah.
Right? What's the part of your job you look most forward to?
I love teaching science, but I also like connecting it back to the word.
Hmm.
So finding those opportunities throughout science to show that God's real and that science and God can
work together.
Mm-hmm. They're not two separate entities. And how that kind of works.
Cool.
That's always fun.
I'm glad that you're working at that. What are 2 things from the message last Sunday that you thought were interesting or made you think or just, you wanted to bring up today?
So one of the first things that stood out,
the speaker was excellent.
Was awesome. I really did. I loved it. You did phenomenal. I loved
just
it. But the thing that stood out, one, my children were great in church and I was able to focus and take notes.
Oh, nice.
And that's always a benefit. But when you were talking about light and dark and then you went into the 3 different types of darkness that we have in our world.
Yeah.
I love that you hit on the functional atheism.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I think for me, that's more of like a struggle in my, not me as a Christian, but in my life with people that come into my life, that I interact with. And like, how do you reach this? Like, this is a problem.
Yeah.
And I see it in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at Prince of Peace. We're in a Christian school. And every year for the last 3 years, I've had a student be like, well, I'm atheist.
Yeah.
So that kind of...
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
And it's darkness. It really is. And the functional atheist, the person who, you know, may not profess being an atheist, but lives as though there is no God. Like, it's just difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, I appreciate that you didn't shy away from bringing that up.
Like, yeah.
I think we need to hear that and be aware of those things.
Yeah.
So that we know in our faith how to grow and be able to talk to people about it.
Yeah. And that it is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things when I was putting this message together, I didn't want to come down really hard on all of that, you know, and like get caught up in it. But at the same time, I think of it as like the classic, you put a frog into a pot and it's cold water, they're fine. You can turn up the heat, they won't jump out, and eventually they'll boil themselves to death, you know?
Yeah.
I felt as though talking about those things this past Sunday was like just taking the frogs out of the water for a moment and dropping them back in so that they realize what's surrounding them, you know? And so we don't want to do it all the time, but once in a while we have to realize how hot the water is. Right. And so that was how I felt I was approaching that. Like, let's just take ourselves out of our culture for a second and see how much we are being affected by it, even though we don't recognize it all the time.
Yeah, it's totally, I totally agree. We, I think, need to be aware of that. And especially being in the Bay Area and the different types of cultures that are around us.
Yep.
And
how much do we fall into the same trap just because we're so used to just how people are acting? That's how we act then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always been a struggle in class when someone's like, well, I'm atheist. And my always response is, well, I'm going to pray for you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, you don't have the time in all Bible study classes. They're 30 minutes. So I don't have the time to like dive into like a full conversation
with that
person. One-on-one. Yeah. But then I know that it's continuously on my heart and in prayer.
Yeah. And they're here, which is fantastic because they can't get away from hearing about Jesus pretty much all the time.
Right.
Right. And that's when the Spirit has a chance to work. So that's good. Right. Anything else?
I have lots.
Yeah.
But I think that the other thing is the undeserved kindness that we receive because of Jesus. I think we become overwhelmed in our lives that we don't realize that. That like, the kindness that we get and we expect others to show to us, but the kindness that Jesus gave to us is way more than we ever can fathom.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's totally undeserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And to let that sink in once in a while is always a good thing. Stop for a moment. Be like, oh, I don't deserve to be part of his family. There are people who aren't for whatever reason, yet I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you choose me and... Mm-hmm. I don't make right choices.
Right.
I am totally undeserving of it. But yet God searches and seeks you out and picks you out from that crowd. Or at different places in all of our faith lives. And that's something we need to realize. That God's going to search you no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
And I loved, so I really did, the word became flesh and dwelt among us was perfect. God must have also been speaking to me because then I went into class on Monday and our devotion for that day. Because we have a devotional book that we just use for Bible study for Advent, was exactly matching up with our Bible.
Oh, well, that's really cool.
So that was fun to kind of just build off of like what we talked about in church and then take it into Bible study on Monday.
Yeah, that's neat. So I don't even know if you are a pizza person or not, but here's the question I have for you. So I think I can learn something about you from this question. Describe your idea of the perfect pizza.
We do like pizza. Will's family is a huge pizza family.
Yeah.
They'd get pizza every Friday. My typical pizza is very, I guess, much just the Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Yeah.
I think pizza should have pineapple on it.
I think most things should have pineapple on them. I also think pulled pork is a condiment, so I'm not the best person for that kind of stuff.
It's not bad. But then, so I'm pretty simple. But then we now live in Niles.
Yeah.
And Bronco Billy's is there.
I haven't been there yet.
It's phenomenal. I personally, being new, we've only been in Fremont now for a year. So out of our 10 years, we've been in San Jose.
Oh, gosh, it's a long drive.
Yeah, but we like it here. God definitely has plans. And so my husband grew up with Mission Pizza.
Okay.
And they were like, that was their thing.
All right.
And then now we're at Niles and Bronco Billy's is there. And so we did a comparison and it passed the test, the Mansfield test.
Oh, really? And they have pizza every Friday. Bronco
Billy's is really good.
So describe the crust.
It's kind of fluffy. It's not like your New York style pizza.
Okay.
But it's got
it's a little doughy.
It's a little doughy to the top of it.
Okay.
And their toppings don't fall off. Pick it up.
Interesting.
It's really well proportionated.
Okay. Proportionated. Is that a scientific word?
Probably.
That's the kind of words that I use. They pick on me here in the office because I like to use the word prayer. Because what do you call the person who prays?
They're the prayer.
The prayer.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's a word.
Yeah, it can be a word.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're well proportionated. Sauce, is it like a sweet sauce? Is it like a tomatoey sauce?
Depends on what you get.
You can choose in sauce.
Yeah. So they have, we like to always go with like their top favorites. They have, and this sounds like completely off, like it's odd. I never would order it as a pizza. They have basically a hamburger pizza.
I've heard of that. Yes. Like a cheeseburger pizza?
Yeah. Like a cheeseburger pizza. Yeah. Yeah. And so part of the sauce includes mustard, and I hate mustard, but I love this.
Interesting. Pizza. I don't like ketchup, but I'll eat it on burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has like hamburger meat and mustard and pickles.
Yeah, and it doesn't cheese. Sound good.
No, it does not, but it's really
good. But it's really good. All right.
Yeah. I said the same thing. Yeah. I was like, no, we're not. Like, no. Yeah. And it's actually really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
Would you add anything else to your typical Hawaiian pizza? If you had a choice, like could you add one or two more toppings, what would they be?
Oh, I changed the sauce to barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
That's more of the like Polynesian.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hawaiian pizza.
You ever put red onions on that?
Mm-hmm.
Or black olives?
Not black olive fan.
What about pork?
Well, I mean, Canadian bacon is pork, so like.
But it's not the same.
I'm talking about
pulled pork.
Like pulled pork on there?
Pulled pork.
Haven't had it before.
There's a
bit open to it.
There's a place down in San Diego, North County, where we were last called Pizza Port.
Yeah.
And delicious pizzas and everything's kind of fruit food there. You know, nothing's normal. Like even the pepperoni's not normal, you know?
Yeah.
But they do a Polynesian, like a pulled pork, red onion, pineapple, barbecue sauce pizza, which is delicious. That
sounds good.
Yeah.
That's like, I like the
sweet. Oh, and pepperoncinis too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be spicy though.
Yeah.
I don't do spicy.
Yeah. You don't do spicy?
No.
No. Yeah. They add a little bit of heat. But not like, I don't think of pepperoncinis being spicy. I think them being more like pickled. Mm. More of a pickled flavor.
Adam.
Yeah.
I stay away from them.
Yeah. They're not your friend?
No. Anything pepper related. Anything
pepper is not your friend? It's good to know. All right.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from you today, Erin. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share with people while you have their attention in the What's Poppin' podcast?
I just think that, I don't know, our focus is to remember that we're part of our community.
Mm.
And that there's more than what happens inside Prince of Peace that we have to remember that. We're outside. We're still
the people of the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Those are good final words. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.